All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We're into the second hour and we went right up against the clock in the first hour talking about the active travel plans for Letterkenny. That's a conversation we'll return to in this hour. A caller says, was there a public meeting called to discuss this issue with the stakeholder, i.e. residents and businesses, people? When did it take place? If not, you think it should be before they start changing things? Everything to do with the public consultation process was followed. We discussed it a number of times on this show, but not everyone listens to this show. There was advertisements in newspapers. The plans were available, as far as I recall, to be viewed in the offices. The stuff that normally happens. Now, whether that system needs to be changed or not, I don't know. But I was fully aware of this from the whole process. So we've been talking about it. We've publicized it. And, you know, there's been no sort of sneaking this in under the table. Let's just be really clear about that. Now, if the system is such that maybe those residents in areas that are affected, they should really receive leaflets or knocks on the door, maybe that should happen. But that's just not the system. The usual planning system and public consultation system was employed for this process, as it has been on every other process as well. A caller says they should widen the circular road to incorporate a full turning lane for the length of the road. That would keep traffic flowing and remove the ramps. Well, it's not about keeping traffic flowing. You narrow the road to slow the traffic down. This is about having spaces for people to walk and cycle. So it's not about trying to make life easier for motorists per se. A caller says, I don't live in Letterkenny, but I'm a business owner, but I do feel the councillors are not respecting the ratepayers. We're employing people, creating businesses, yet at every turn we're subjected to this nonsense. Surely a survey of opinion would have happened in the area before it got to this stage, but that survey is the public consultation. What I thought was interesting in that process, it was passed by a vote, and maybe this is just the way it should be. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I just found it interesting that councillors from, you know, Inver, Ballybuffet, Malinhead were voting on this, you know, on a change in traffic that's going to affect a particular area of Letterkenny. Maybe that's the way it should be, but I don't know. I just thought that was just an interesting element to this. It is the way it's done, but you know, you could want to stick it to Letterkenny too. A caller says the council should be sorting out houses before messing about with the roads. There's an active travel fund that the council have access to. It can't be repurposed to fix houses. So I get where you're coming from, but this is the age old, you know, not doing this doesn't fix houses. The two either go at the same time or not at the same time. Active travel is being pushed in as an EU initiative, purportedly as a green initiative, which allows hobby cyclists to get around. Trees and hedgerows and wildlife are areas are being systematically destroyed across the country to add this insane initiative, which is destroying our environment. Classic example of greenwashing, believes the listener. Some of the local councillors pushing for these cycle lanes must think, with global warnings, we're all going to get on bikes to cycle from A to B with sunny days, 365 days a year. Haven't seen any councillors on a bike to date. Just because funds are available doesn't make it right to introduce this. As I say, that and so much more to come. Okay, back to the issue of the active travel plans, which were passed by the council last week. This relates to Letterkenny, and there are proposals on the circular road that effectively brings it down to two lanes, narrows the road, no right-hand turn for a stretch. Councillor Jerry McMonagle is with us again. Thanks, Jerry. We'll come back to you in a moment. I just want to sample to more businesses in the area. James Cassidy is owner of Healthwise Pharmacies. And I suppose, James, you, like all of us, really see the benefits in active travel. I mean, my word, the more we can get out into the fresh air and move around carbon neutral, the better. But with all that being said, is this the right development in the right place at the right time?
Thanks, Greg. And you're right. We do support active travel and we want to see it rolled out where possible. But we also have to be realistic about when is the right time to do it and what is the key objective. I'm afraid that in certain cases, because there's money there, the council feel they have to spend it. And will spend it regardless of the consequences. So for circular roads, we know we've been through the traffic turmoil recently of starting the whole place up and one-way systems and stuff like that, for the water and the piping and stuff. Now to do it again would be viable and worthwhile if it were going to yield benefits. But the simple design problems here. We did a little bit of work with some of the local businesses, and there are over 2 million visits between the Glen Car Shopping Complex and Simpsons every year, not counting the hospital. And if you have a real active travel network with cycle and walking paths, and you put it where there's going to be 2 million crossings per year, there's a safety issue. It could be on the other side of the road where the residents will be discommoded, but there's not the same level of crossing. And we put that to the engineers, and they just said, look, practically, it has to be the side of the road because, you know, cost and convenience and stuff like that to construct it. So the design is about cost and convenience rather than safety.
James, I'll come back to you in a moment. I only have a brief word with Jerry McMonagle, but before I go to him, did you submit this as part of the consultation, this desktop study, this opinion?
Yes, we did.
Right, okay.
And we did, to be fair, we met the engineers, but it was a case of this is what we can do and there was no other alternative.
All right, stay there, I'll come back to you. Councillor McMonagle, I know you're on to another appointment, but I mean, we've heard from another business owner there who themselves had done a desktop study to show that this might be the right idea, but it's not being implemented correctly, and it's about getting the best bang for the buck of the money available rather than what's best for the area. Does that concern you at all, that we're trying to create a scheme within the funding that's available rather than waiting and doing the right scheme at the right time for the right money?
Look, Greg, as I said earlier, we've been discussing this for quite a while in the council, looking at all the pros and cons of it. And more importantly, the benefits it's going to bring to the people of Letterkenny. We're in a growing town. It's growing into a city. And we need to have the infrastructure within that town that's growing into a city to be able to meet all the needs of the people who live here. We have a university in the town. Its numbers are growing. The rise of the e-scooters and e-bikes is increasing, and we can see that every day. We have nowhere for those people to go, and that is primarily the main form of transport of young people accessing that university. We have multiple schools around the Glencairn area. We have a large population in that area, and there's no real safe passage to school for the children. So parents feel obliged that they have to take their children in cars. Now, what we're trying to do is to make the roads that we have safer for everyone and not just the car user. And what we need to do is reduce the number of cars. And the active travel program that we're initiating here, it's part of a wider transport plan for Letterkenny where we will have a public town bus service. And that is work that's ongoing as well and will be delivered next year.
Have you any concerns that these active travel plans don't accommodate the town bus service in terms of pick up and drop offs?
Yeah, well, look, I've sought a meeting with the NTA just recently again to discuss the actual bus stops that there would be a lay-by at particular businesses to allow the free flow of traffic.
Yeah, but the road's not been designed where it can be a hop-on, hop-off service. You know, it's inconvenient.
It has been designed for a hop-on, hop-off service. It means that the road stops on the carriage, the bus stops on the carriageway and you hop off and hop on. 90% of the time, we talk about the circular road and traffic, it's really busy in the mornings, it's busy at tea time. 90% of the rest of the day, you can access the circular road. The right-hand turning lanes, you will still be able to turn right. You'll be just coming off one lane, crossing another one, into the various businesses and housing estates along the way. So, look, I think what people need to do is, and I'm sorry because that they didn't get a chance to go to the public information sessions or discuss with the engineers what the plan was and what the scheme was all about, because they were going to get all the information there. We did do a letter drop around the general area also to inform the householders, businesses that, and we engaged with all the businesses, the hospital, the fire service. So there's a wide range of work has been put into this already. Now, it's all about making, as I say, it safer for people to get about the town. We have a growing number of, we see the bikes, we see the scooters. We're trying to encourage young people to get away from sitting watching a box in a corner and playing games on it, to get them out and be active.
Okay.
And which I hear James's concerns. We know, and the engineers has given us, and I'm sure James as well, the reassurances that they will try and keep disruption to a minimal. But I think when this is done, it has to be looked in the overall context of a growing town that's growing in the city, that the demands for getting about safely are very high at the minute. And what we're doing is putting in place a safer way to get about Letterkenny.
And very finally, you're also in favour of reducing that stretch of the Remelton Road outside the Mount Argyle Hotel to two lanes as well?
Yeah, look, that there will be for a stretch. It'll go down to one lane and it'll go back to two. At the minute, there's two lanes there, but if we're honest, the main thing about that project there is a signalisation of the two roundabouts. That will manage the traffic better than anything that we currently have in place, because the roundabouts are adding to the delays that we have at particular times, and morning times and at tea time. But once we get the signalisation there, that will help and assist the movement of traffic and manage it better.
Okay.
I have no doubt about that.
Can I ask you two things just really, really quickly?
Yes, James Cassidy.
You're very busy.
No, I'm fine. It's Jerry McMonagle who I'm concerned us to move on
here. I understand Jerry's busy and I appreciate his time. But two things, Jerry. In most places, e-scooters are not supposed to be on the active travel place. They're supposed to be on the roads. Is that going to be the case in Letterkenny? Are they going to be on the active travel pathways, because
they will be allowed on the active travel, because that's what they're being developed for. They're not currently allowed on the footpath, and as you know, James, I'm sure you've seen it, and we've had numerous incidents in the town where people have been actually knocked down or bumped into by people on e-scooters on footpaths. And what we need to do is regularize that, make it safer for their use, and ensure that they have a defined space which is safe for the user and for all our pedestrians.
That's fair enough, Jerry, and I appreciate that. And it was just a clarification. But the other one, and the really big one, is if you look at cycle paths the country round, and I do a bit of cycling myself, unless there's a maintenance budget for those paths to keep them clean and clear, cyclists won't use them to go on the road because they get punctured. So is there going to be a maintenance budget in the council to keep those active pathways like roads properly clean and clear so that cyclists can actually use them?
Yeah, and we had a meeting with the senior management team here and the Letterkenny councillors, and was one of the issues we raised whilst we are putting in place all these active travel programmes. There needs to be a maintenance budget to maintain them and upkeep them at all times so that they are safe for use. And yes, that would be my determination going forward, that would happen, and that, because I agree with you, there's no sense in putting these in if they're not going to be maintained and kept at a high standard.
But we're not doing that on the four lanes at the moment. They're not being cleaned in any formalised way.
Well, that there is getting put into place now, Greg. I know they have been done there recently, and it's about just getting the budget, finding the way they do it, because there will have to be...
And just to James's point, because what James has mentioned actually is probably going to be the next conversation when this comes about. E-scooters going 20 kilometres up and down that road, mixed with pedestrian traffic, kids trying to be safe on their bikes, particularly in the UK. This is causing a nightmare with injury and collisions recorded on these sort of active travel spaces. Do you think it's appropriate to have scooters going the max 20 kilometres, some faster than that, using the same space as kids on bikes and what have you?
Well, you're taking it to its worst scenario.
Yeah.
Look, what do you expect is people would be respectful of the people around them and would be stay within the law. But if people are driving erratically or too fast for someone, well, the Garrity O'Connor's there to ensure that there doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And, I would think that people normally who use those type of modes of transport are respectful of the law and mindful of the people around them. But when we have a situation now where the rules of the road are not really being enforced, and it's a sort of a very grey area, and people are allowed on the footpath, drive off onto the road, onto the footpath, that's where the accidents are happening currently. So if we have a designated space for those vehicles they travel on safely,
okay.
I think that that will curtail them.
Councillor Jay McMonagall, thank you very much for that. James, I will come back to you in a moment, but I know Brendan Dunlap has been waiting patiently too. He's Secretary of the St Union's Area Residents Association, so that's a big block of folks potentially affected by this. So, Brendan, what's the views of residents?
Well, the residents have come to me with a certain amount of cribs that they had on it, but I myself would have experience and safety. As a secretary of the Donegal Motor Club way back in the early 1980s, and I also did a layout safety plan for insurance for the cycle race from Sligo to Letterkenny for about 25 years. So I think I know a wee bit about safety. And maybe that could be brought into play. Now, you did steal some of my thunder when you said the council meeting with councillors from other areas having a vote. If those councillors were decent, they would have abstained, because there is no way that they can have the knowledge that would take them to vote on a procedure around Letterkenny, such as the Act of Travel. Now, that said, one of my big things is in emergency services. If you take, I'll come back to my own area because I have a lot on it, but if you take the Circular Road, they're going to take away the chevrons in the middle of the road, and those are the little white lines. They're going to narrow the road down. Now, if the chevrons remained and the islands remained, there'd be somewhere for the emergency services that they could pass the traffic if the traffic went into the chevrons or went into the right turns. Even they're not turning right, there's somewhere for the emergency services to get through.
Mm-hmm.
We saw out at the four lanes that the Garda car had to actually go up and mount the footpath and get to try and get into the town in an emergency. This sort of stuff is crazy. They're trying to put two lanes into one out at the Ballyrain. Now, if I get 2 pints of water, 2 pint glasses, and get 1 pint jar and try and pour the 2 single pints into a 1 pint jar, I'm going to have fun. One of the councillors said that the lights are working very well at the Polestar, but traffic coming from Remelton is a problem out as far as the Glebe. So they're going to reduce from 2 lanes to 1 lane, and that's going to solve it. Now, I'll go back to my area here, right? Consultation. I went to the consultation meeting along with residents from here. Every single item or thing that we went to ask to change or that, you have to accept this plan in total or the money will go somewhere else. Now, I don't know of anything that's always 100% that you get 100% of.
Mm.
That was where they were coming from. It wasn't consultation, it was dictation, telling you that's the plan, that's the way it's going to be, that's it, right? I got on to the councillors, or I got on to the engineers. Michael Canning was the engineer I spoke to, and a fellow called Joe. And when this was nearly complete, I had issues with them on the safety. I also had issues with them on a set-down place for the preschool. They have put set-down on it, but I asked them to dedicate that area to it and to indicate, can't do that.
Mm.
So I decided I'd had enough. I contacted the MTA by email in November. I got a reply saying it'll be looked after in 15 days. I sent another request. It said it'll be dealt with in 15 days. In February, I wrote to them again, got nothing. So I went to Dublin. I went into the MTA office and I asked them to see someone in connection with the Act of Travel on the Convent Road. There was nobody there to take me. I said, I've come especially from Donegal up to see you.
Mm-hmm.
I turned and came back down again, and after 3 hours I got a phone call saying, we don't see people. And I didn't expect to be seen going off the street, don't get me wrong, but I had to do that to get...
To get heard?
To the MTA.
Mm.
The MTA said to me, they're the boys that pay in the piper, so they should be calling the tune. I asked for someone to come down here, and I would take them through it step by step. Can't do it. Go back to the council. They said, go back to the council. So I said, fair enough. And I wrote to John McLaughlin on the 14th of May and said I was palmed off to the MTA. Then when that happened, I'm at my doorbell
ringing. No, that's okay. But you've obviously went through locally, nationally, then back to local again. You've in a very cleared way
I'm getting the actual.
Well, can you go and get the door, Brendan? You get that door. I'll see if I can get back to you. So, James and Councillor Kieran Brogan's going to join us in a moment. He's the newly elected Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. James, you know, like the one thing I'm learning this morning is that you know the likes of Brendan there on behalf of a good chunk of residents, the likes of yourself too. From a business perspective, you have engaged with the council. You've sort of evidence-based made arguments as to why this is not just the right development at this time. But it seems that the plans haven't been really adapted to take into consideration your informed view, James, which is regrettable, I suppose, in a public consultation context.
Yeah, well, I think Brendan hit the nail on the head, Greg. There was a plan produced, and there was a budget available, and it was put forward that we either get the money and we do it, or we don't. And that plan was not really... Now, I met Michael and Joe, and they were very personable, and they heard us out. But they effectively said, look, there's nothing we can do. Yeah. And the proposals that we made were not workable. So, you know... I can think back, the four lane is the perfect example when Brendan mentioned about emergency services and access, but even the town bus service. Their plan is that it stops in the middle of the road to let people on and off. There are no areas to pull in. And, you know, if you're on a certain part of Letterkenny or if you're out in Garton or Clint or whatever and you want to get into the hospital and there's a snarl up on the road, there's nowhere for people to go. So... You know, practical. We're in favour of active travel, Greg. We want it.
Yeah, but hop on, hop off to means that maybe you could have a person who is not as physically active anymore, or someone in a wheelchair. We'd hope the buses would be wheelchair accessible with a buggy. I mean, can you imagine if you're trying to get on one of these buses with a buggy, for an example, and the only solution is to hold up all of the traffic in the lane behind you? That when at planning stage, if we're not factoring things like that in, there are some out there would say, well, we're seeing problems, but we're not actually fixing them at the planning stage. We're actually probably going to end up trying to, the same with the four lanes, dropping the curves. We were talking about access for emergency, and people think we just moan, James, but we were talking about access for an emergency services on that road before a shovel even went into the ground. And now, after the fact, we're spending more money dropping curves so cars can drive up onto the curb, onto the active travel spaces or wherever it might be, to let ambulances through. Like, we have an opportunity here, and we seem to be making, some might say, the same mistakes again. And
the irony is, Greg, is that if the space works as we all want to see it working and people use it a lot, there's going to be 2 million crossings of an active travel area every year. That's a recipe for disaster, especially if you've got e-scooters flying up and down the road.
The e-scooters, and there's another thing too, and with all respect to Councillor McMonagall, that whole how e-scooters and pedestrians and regular cyclists cohabit cycle lanes, that actually hasn't been resolved yet, if the truth be told. We don't know. There's serious problems in Britain with e-scooters on the... They don't want to. It's like... people on racing bikes, they don't want to be on cycle lanes, they want to be on the road. And to rely on enforcement could be a problem. But I do want to bring in Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kieran Brogan, and congratulations, Kieran, I haven't spoken to you since your election to that position. But in fairness, you have been a strong advocate against some of these plans. And I think you're a little bit like James, Kieran. It's great, but it has to be at the right time, in the right place, with the correct additional infrastructure around Letterkenny.
Yeah, that's right, Greg. Thank you for your congratulations and good morning. Look, I've been very concerned about the whole issue of active travel around Letterkenny for some time, and I've raised it over a number of years, and even gone back to the situation of the four-lane and the emergency service discussion there. I mean, our party in Fianna Fáil was against that at the time because we thought it was premature as well. So I think our position has been consistent on this. It's about the timing of it. I think active travel sounds good. It makes great reading, but we have to be realistic about what the challenges we face at the moment. And I think that's very evident now when we see... and a lot of these concerns were raised at the time by... the emergency services themselves regarding the four-lane, for example, and now we see that the rally weekend, now that the Coiling Road has to be closed, that in itself is an acknowledgement that the four-lane project has failed us. Regarding the active travel and the circular road, it's an area I'm very, very, very familiar with. There's a lot of, elderly people who have been living there all their lives, from Oatfield Terrace, Mockish Avenue, Derry Bay Avenue, Binion Avenue, Croconard Avenue, Kilpatrick Avenue, Ashbrook and Sleaford, right up to Glenwood Park, Glencare Park, Dr. McGinley Road, a huge, the highest populated area of the town, and where you have the right turning lanes. The right turning lanes were there for a reason. They were implemented back in the day by the engineers for safety, to allow people to make the right turn manoeuvre, either going up or coming down. And by taking these away now for the active travel, it makes absolutely no sense. Now, what I said at the meeting, unfortunately, haven't had a chance to get to the rest of that with yourself since. But I mean, what I said that was premature, that it should be deferred, because we are trying to put forward a project for active travel, in fact, as part of it, for Windy Hall. The Windy Hall road from Capital and Kyar over to Knocknamona is only 2 kilometres long. If the Windy Hall road and the brand new state of the art road that's badly needed was complete and finished, then we'd be having a different conversation here today, because all the traffic, like James has said, from Churchill, Trent and different areas of Kilmacrenan would have an alternative route to go across Windy Hall. You'd be turning into more of a local traffic. But the circular road, as we know it, and I listened to Brendan on there too, I'm with the highest respect for him, to be honest, I'm absolutely shocked to learn the journey that he's been through, which is unfortunate too. But the circular road is a relief road. And because the people from Glen Swally or Glendies or wherever else coming into that part of the county, going to the hospital, all use the circular road. So it's not just the local road that it is. All the bus traffic, the amount of school children in that area, and the buses that are on that road have really been narrowing the carriageway down to 7 metres. I mean, the two buses, the mirrors will be meeting them, the lorries will be hitting them. And then not to mention the business owners as well. I mean, I've been speaking to the business owners a lot in that area over the course of the last number of weeks and months. And unfortunately, the business owners were of the opinion that, you know, this is going ahead anyway. But the reality is it wouldn't.
Councillor, can I ask you, Kieran, what is the function then of the public consultation process? Because it seems to me that those that engaged in this process, and we are hearing from those that didn't know it was happening, and that's a different topic almost. But, you know, if we've got people like, you know, James Cassidy and, you know, Brendan DeLapp, and who's representing residents and is still with us, I believe, and also other businesses, and they're saying, look, we live here, we see the traffic, we're not against this, but these plans aren't working. You're putting the cycle lanes on the wrong side of the road because it's cheaper to get this funding and so on and so forth. And they're still being told, well, they're progressing nonetheless as planned. What's the function of the public consultation then if people put so much effort into saying, look, we're not, this is not just a feeling, here's the evidence?
Well, previously during public consultation, there would have been a lot of negotiations, and I've been involved in many projects over the years. Going back from the M56 from the top out to Termin, and there was many different processes that people had different issues with, and plans would have had to be amended. But unfortunately, in this situation here, the plans were not amended in any way, including the one for Circular Road, and despite the discussions I would have had with businesses in that area, they were of the opinion that plans either could be amended or couldn't be amended, but they weren't amended. And there's nothing wrong with somebody saying sometime, you know, maybe we need to listen to James, or we need to listen to John, or listen to Mary or Anne and try and amend it. There was no amendments here, and the plan was put through as was. But I suppose the genuine concerns the business people have here in the Circular Road is, you have two cycling lanes going across and to the businesses there, which effectively mean if you're turning in or coming out of the business lane, that they have to cross over the two paths. And indeed, the residents going to Sleashnack have the same journey to go as well. So, look, I think it's going to be a huge, huge challenge. I think it'll fail, to be quite honest. And I think it should be deferred until we try and get the way to
this wouldn't, this but, arguably would have not gone over the line. I just want to put one final question to Councillor Brogan there. And this is with no disrespect to any of these people, right? John Seamus O'Ferry from the west of the county, Dakotaning Menemum from the east of the county, Micheál Colum from the west of the county, Noel Jordan from Donegal Town, Martin Harley from Ballybofey, Ali Farron from Mallon, Gary Doherty from the east of the county, Albert Doherty from Inishowen, Brian Carr from Glenties, you know, Joy Bird from Inishowen as well. All brilliant people, don't get me wrong, Kieran. But on a matter that is so specific to a specific area, what's your feelings about people from all of the county having their say in it? And I suppose maybe voting along party lines to support, you know, party affiliated councillors in their areas. Am I being disrespectful to democracy even asking that question? And as I say, full respect for all of those people.
I'll
come back to you on that.
What would happen there, that they would be guided by the local public representative and all the parties, and this would happen. I know their party in Fianna Fáil was united, that we were all opposed to it. Mm. And you know, our colleagues would be guided by, I suppose, the local members here in this area was myself and Donald Kelly and Donald Coyle and Liam Blaney. So we, you know, the rest of the members in our county would have followed suit. Just moving on into the different one that you talked about earlier, the Ballyraine one. What's somewhat different about the Ballyraine one there from the Polestar with the Ballyraine, Greg, is that there was a Party 8 put forward for that in 2020. The Party 8 was different completely to the one now that's envisaged going forward. And my argument is there that we're introducing cycle lanes on that one. The reconfiguration of the traffic management of taking out a lane is not what was published in 2020. Mm-hmm. That is somewhat different to the rest. Mm. And that's why, in my opinion, that cannot proceed, because the public and the businesses in that area have not had a chance to.
You haven't consulted on that. You mentioned that before. Yeah, it is. And also,
that's important. So, look, there's a very clear message this morning from the discussion I've heard that people like Brendan and people like James and everybody else who's been on your show this morning feel that they're not being listened to. And I think that's unfortunate, because consultation is about taking people's points on board and how we can try and shape or change the policy to meet their needs and make them feel included. So that's unfortunate, and I think we need to look at this.
When we're closing a road,
it's not going to go away.
No, and when we're closing a road effectively to reserve it for emergency traffic behind a multi-million euro development, we really need to make sure that we're scrutinising these things, that we're not just trying to stir or anything. This is kind of public service stuff. Thanks, Councillor Kieran Brogan. James Cassidy, owner of Healthwise Pharmacies, I want to thank you as well for joining us. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks very much. And Brendan, sorry, I wanted to come back to you there to give you a minute or two, because your phone, your doorbell was going and stuff.
I'd want a couple of minutes, please, if you don't mind. I wanted an island put at the top of West Hill so that the buses couldn't get turning. I asked the councillor on behalf of the residents. The buses are coming down. They're coming to the right-hand side and they're reversing in. The engineers told me they would design it in such a way that the buses couldn't reverse and turn. They're still doing it. There's no island. Now, there was a set-down area on the left. We set down for we were told that the preschool would get a designated spot. They would get parking. There's set down on the road. The ones that are going to Skullcullen Kill come in and they fill that, so there's no room for the ones going to the preschool. That traffic, some of it's coming in and out of West Hill. Now, I got the runaround on field
We'll keep it general, not to names, if that's okay.
No, wait a wee minute. It was passed on. This is very important. Brian Cannon and I have had 6 or 7 different emails coming. And at the end up, I wrote and I said, I feel as though I'm getting a run around. I feel as though you don't want to come and meet me. You're 15 minutes away from Lifford. So he said to me, in trying to find out where I was actually talking about, which active travel Conlon Road is fairly clear.
Brennan, I mean this with absolute respect to you, but to see your personal correspondence with an individual, I don't have access to their point of view on this.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
I'm
not doubting you for a second. It's just the rules of engagement that we have. So keep it a little bit general.
The person in a high position at Lifford told me that the work is complete now, just
on the design,
by chance.
Yeah.
So anything that I'm putting in now is not complete, in my estimation. Mm-hmm. There's a pedestrian crossing at the boys' school. There's no line across the road, you know, the half line across the road to stop traffic from going over the actual pedestrian crossing. Mm-hmm. So that all the traffic now is actually at a standstill and they're up on top of it. And if anybody wants to cross, they're crossing on the blind, because one set of traffic is stopped and there can be movement coming down the way on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
There was 10 parking spaces opposite the boys' schools. That's the 10 parking spaces. And when this work was going on, they were taken away. But I'm told that the people that park there every day, day in, day out, same cars, from 8:30 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Right. Now, those spaces could be used, and there's 10 spaces in that, but on a pull-in, pull-out, pull-in, pull-out.
Drop-off,
those
drop
10
off.
Spaces
okay.
could actually account
Brendan,
for
listen.
60 to 70 spaces.
Yeah, I really do appreciate all of your time this morning, Brendan. Unfortunately, the clock has caught up on us. We do, as I say, appreciate your time, and we appreciate the time of all of our guests, and we've got loads of calls and comments to get through as well too, but I must take this quick break. Morning, Greg. Once again, the councillors are not listening to the people, just like our government. And other people won't walk or use public transport because Letterkenny's being filled with dangerous people, they say. So Jerry is saying there was a letter drop. When was that done, Jerry? Can you confirm? Now, he says that was done by his own party. So that would have been, presumably targeted. That was something his party did, and not necessarily the council themselves. Recircular road, adding to carbon footprint by using more diesel. Will the changes to the circular road affect the hospital if you can't make a right-hand turn? There are two signs in Letterkenny that says no right turn, one at the hospital and one at the bus stop, and no one pays any attention to them, says a listener. But there's going to be no facility for a right-hand turn at this stage. The plans aren't precluded. Jerry McMonagall said there was a letter drop around all locals. No leaflet drops into Muckish Avenue on Circular Road from a resident. We should have a town bus service, not a bike lane on Circular Road. E-scooters aren't allowed on footpaths. What's Councillor McMonagall on about? He talks of schools. They redesigned around Convent Road and left no drop-off for Skullmorrigan Small, and there's nowhere to drop off at St Union's at all. Design is just spending money for users for using its sakes. Yeah, but there's going to be cycle lanes, which I imagine e-scooters can go on. Are pensioners supposed to all get on their bike too? The entire idea is a mess. Councillor saying Letterkenny going into a city with only one entrance in and out. Why are they not pushing to get a bridge over the Swilly? Well, one thing I can say categorically is everybody is pushing for that bridge to a person. OK, break for the news and loads more coming up. I'll catch up on more of your comments on that issue, and also we'll be talking GAA.